All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Welcome in, HoopBallers, to another Thursday night box score breakdown. As always, it's your host, David Bracey, here with my main man, Chris. Chris, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's exciting day, trade deadline day, man. It was madness.
That's right. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and it's definitely the craziest year. Over in the NBA side, and definitely all of us over here at HoopBall, we're very, very busy. Speaking of, I know that a lot of us participated. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to, but a lot of us participated in the 4-hour live show that we had going on today, breaking down and encapsulating the entire, finish up here to the finish line here of the box score breakdown with the trade deadline. So, Chris, kind of talk to me a little bit about how the live show went today. I'm sure there was a lot of thoughts, a lot of reactions, because there was a lot of moves here today.
Oh yeah, and they come in bunches. So I think I was on for half an hour from like 9:30 to 10. So it was early on, and we were not much has gone through. So we were still kind of recapping that big 12-man trade we had on Tuesday with Capella and Covington. And we're just kind of looking down to see what else may come. And I think the hour after that was also kind of slow. And then, wham, all the trades, big trades starts to come through. And the Drummond one got hit right in the middle of everyone thinks like nothing else is going down, and all of a sudden Drummond got traded for nothing. It was a lot of fun to follow up on the trade deadline.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of movement here today. So I guess really quickly we can just kind of run through it. And definitely for a more in-depth look at all of the moves made today, yesterday, and just, you know, bringing us in here through and beyond the trade deadline. Definitely take a look at our live show that's available for you on YouTube. If you got 4 hours to burn, that's definitely a great way to burn those 4 hours and learn a whole lot about the league. And if you know your time is a little bit more condensed, we also have a condensed version for you. The NBA Trade Deadline Clip Show is also available for you through our page on your Apple Podcast app, Fantasy NBA Today, Fantasy Basketball. So definitely give that a peek, give that a download, take a listen, and you'll definitely love everything that you have to hear. So really quickly going through the notables of today, the Pistons traded Andre Drummond to the Cavaliers. Drummond was traded for Brandon Knight and John Henson, as well as a 2023 second round pick. From a fantasy perspective on my end, I'm very, very confused by what the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to do with the absolute logjam of a front court that they have now between Andre Drummond, Tristan Thompson, Kevin Love, and Larry Nance Jr. I would definitely say of those four, Larry Nance Jr. is probably going to be the one who takes the biggest hit. It remains to be seen what's going to happen with Tristan Thompson as far as the quote-unquote buyout market goes. The Cleveland Cavaliers have said that they do not plan on buying out Tristan Thompson, but teams have said things before and then done the exact opposite. So we'll wait and see with that, but definitely a situation to monitor as far as all of that goes. Marcus Morris was also dealt to the Clippers today. In that deal, Marcus Morris and Isaiah Thomas went to the Clippers. The Wizards got Jerome Robinson, and the Knicks got Mo Harkless as well as the 2020 first-round pick. As far as that goes for fantasy outlook, Marcus Morris is definitely going to be benefiting the Clippers and their championship outlook. But as far as immediate fantasy impact, Morris is going to take a pretty big hit here. You're not going to see all the ISO play and the high-volume scoring on a regular basis that you were seeing in New York, of course, because between him, Kawhi Leonard, and Paul George, he is clearly the third fiddle. But definitely still a good acquisition for the Clippers here today. Mo Harkless, I don't really project to have too much value going over to the Knicks. I would think that he's going to cede playing time to guys like Kevin Knox anyways. And then Isaiah Thomas, as soon as he was acquired by the Clippers, he was immediately waived. So it remains to be seen if he will be picked up by another team or if he will just kind of float around in NBA ambiguity, which is unfortunate. And then the other one really of note today, probably the one most of note, D'Angelo Russell was dealt to the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Minnesota Timberwolves acquired D'Angelo Russell for Andrew Wiggins, as well as a 2021 protected first round pick and a 2021 second round pick. The Warriors also sent Jacob Evans and Omari Spellman to Minnesota. Their 2021 pick is protected to number three and becomes unprotected in 2022. From a fantasy outlook, definitely Wiggins is obviously going to be a big winner here. He is going to be, just pretty much have free reign of the offense in Golden State until Steph Curry comes back, which it remains to be seen how much he does play and when he does come back. So definitely a big win for Wiggins here. I think that it definitely impacts the outlook of Damian Lee, but I would still prefer him over a guy like Eric Paschal, just because I think that at the guard position, they're going to need playmaking. Andrew Wiggins can definitely do that, but they're also going to need some perimeter scoring. Damian Lee can contribute in that way, where Andrew Wiggins has still not really developed that aspect of his career, of his game and his career to this point. And then, of course, on the Minnesota side, D'Angelo Russell is going to be a big winner here. He gets to play with a guy who he's been itching to play with and vice versa for Carl Anthony Towns. The Minnesota Timberwolves are winners here because they are able to appease their superstar and keep him in place, which was very, very important considering this is the first year of his 5-year contract that he is on. As far as all the other acquisitions Minnesota has acquired, it remains to be seen how all of that kind of plays out. They got Juancho Hernangómez over there. They got Malik Beasley. They got rid of Napier. So we're going to see how everything kind of shakes out. We're going to see where the chips fall as they lie. But definitely a big winner from that mess, if you will, is going to be Andrew Wiggins. Chris, what are your thoughts on those big three trades, I guess, from today? Morris to the Clippers, Drummond to the Cavs, and then Russell to the Wolves and Wiggins to the Warriors.
Yeah, so the Drummond to Cleveland one, as just like you said, I'm afraid Larry Nance Jr., who has just seemed to have turned the corner, is going to take a big hit. Now, with that said, we don't know what, all rests on whether or not Tristan Thompson gets bought out. If he does, then I think he can, Larry Nance Jr. can still get enough time to contribute. But like, he's shown that he could produce enough to be like a top 100 player in even just like 20 plus minutes. So even coming off the bench, he should provide some back end 12 team value, but it's not going to be like the top 70, top 80 player we've been seeing in the past couple of weeks. So he's definitely going to take a hit there. Drummond, he's been a beast anywhere he goes, so not much worry there. On the Golden State and Minnesota trade, I think another key winner that you didn't mention is Marquese Chris, because they cleared out so much room, and it basically opens up the runway for Damian Lee and Marquese Chris. Like, Pascal is there, but he's your power forward type. But Amari Spellman got sent out along with D'Angelo Russell. So Marquese Chris has that center position, and that center position is now his to lose. And he's been playing well since re-signing with the Golden State Warriors. And he is what I think would be a must-add right now. Oh, and on the Drummond trade, obviously, Christian Wood, who remains in Detroit, that's a must-add guy right now. So if you haven't added him, or if you someone in your league grow impatient and drop them, rush out and get him. Yeah. Otherwise, I think you pretty much covered it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree to your point. Oh, go ahead.
So the fact that Minnesota basically revamped their entire roster with all these moves that they've been pulling, and Napier going out gives D'Angelo Russell the runway. And initially, after the Tuesday trade, everyone's kind of hyped up on Malik Beasley. I think he would still have some value, but D'Angelo Russell coming back in this trade kind of damps that a little bit. So just keep an eye out on that. And also another question mark on the Minnesota side was the power forward slot, which we were looking at. Maybe Juancho Hernan Gomez might produce a little bit here, but they sent out Gorgui Dieng and brought back James Johnson, who I think could get the starting gig there. So James Johnson is a sneaky like triple one contributor. So if you're desperate and in deeper leagues, definitely keep an eye out on these guys as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I like your point about James Johnson having some sneaky value if he gets some playing time. So that's definitely a situation to monitor. But definitely to your strongest point, Christian Wood. I mean, if he is available anywhere somehow, you cannot add him quick enough, because as you said, I mean, he's going to get all the runway he can. I think it's very possible that Dwayne Casey does very Dwayne Casey things, such as continuing to start Thon Maker. But I think regardless of starting or not, Christian Wood is going to be an absolute steal going forward. So congratulations to everybody who stashed him, who's been listening for weeks and months at this point. Congratulations, your hard work paid off. And for the people who are in less competitive leagues who are just tuning in now, this is why you listen to shows like this, because it's gonna end up helping you win your league. So speaking of leagues, we're going to go right into the league action we had from tonight. Five games, medium-sized slate tonight. First slate, we had Orlando losing to the New York Knicks 103-105. On the Magic side of the ball, Kim Birch in 12 minutes had 2 points, 4 rebounds, a turnover, no steals, no blocks, and no assists. Aaron Gordon in 34 minutes had 16 points on 7 of 14 shooting, contributing 2 3-pointers, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, no blocks, and only 1 turnover. Evan Fournier in 32 minutes had 16 points on 3 of 7 shooting, contributing 2 threes and going 8 of 9 from the free throw line, also adding 3 rebounds, 1 steal, and 3 turnovers with no blocks and no assists. Markelle Fultz, the point guard position, in 29 minutes, had 16 points on 6 of 9 shooting, went perfect 4-4 from the free throw line, adding 4 rebounds, 6 assists, no steals, no blocks, and 5 turnovers. And then the man in the middle, Vooch, Nikola Vucevic, in 33 minutes, had 25 points on 9 of 13 shooting, gave you 3 3-pointers, also adding 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks, a steal, and 4 turnovers. So a really strong line from Vucevic tonight. Off of the bench, Terrence Ross in 32 minutes had 10 points on 3 of 13 shooting. Really struggled with his shot tonight. Only adding 1 3-pointer, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, surprisingly, and 2 turnovers. So you like the defensive stats from Terrence Ross tonight, even though he didn't really contribute in the 3-point categories, which you've come to expect from him. And then Michael Carter-Williams, the only other person getting 20 minutes off of the bench. And in those 25 minutes, he scored 7 points on 3 of 9 shooting. Also struggled with his shot, adding 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and a block. So both of the guards off of the bench bringing you the defensive stats tonight, but otherwise not really contributing too much. Pretty much all the value here is going to be concentrated to the starting lineup between Aaron Gordon, Vucevic, Fournier, and Fultz. Kim Birch is a pretty fringy guy, in my opinion, and probably doesn't really merit very high ownership. Chris, any thoughts from you on the Orlando Magic?
No, I think, off night from Terrence Ross, who's their sixth man, if he had shot a little bit better, they probably would have won this game, given how close the game was. So, yeah, I think this is what we expect from Orlando anyways. Now, moving on to the New York side, now that they don't have Marcus Morris anymore, Julius Randle was leading all scoring with 22 points on very efficient 10 of 16 shooting. So he was doing his thing. And he also brought down 8 rebounds, had 4 assists, and also had a contributed a steal and a block on the defensive side, which we would love to see that on a nightly basis. And at the point guard, we have Alfred Payton, who almost had a triple-double with steals. He had 15 points, 4 rebounds, 9 assists, and 7 steals. So can't beat that. So that's one hell of a line, especially on the defensive side. The other starters, Taj Gibson, starting at center, actually got close to 30 minutes tonight. Had 19 points on 9 of 13 shooting. Also pulled down 5 rebounds and had a block. Reggie Bullock played 30 minutes. Had 12 points on 5 of 13 shooting. Didn't hit a 3, but had 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Frank Ntilikina also got a start, but played only 13 minutes. Had 2 points on 1 of 3 shooting with a single rebound and 1 assist. Coming off the bench, we have Mitchell Robinson, who played 18 and a half minutes, has 6 points, 4 rebounds, a steal, and a block. I really would love to see Mitch Rob play more. I think Gibson was running hot tonight. That's why he got so many minutes. This is way more than he typically gets. So hopefully it comes back to normal and at least we get Mitch Rob over that 20-minute mark. RJ Barrett also played 18 minutes, had 12 points on 3 of 6 shooting with 1 3-pointer, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, no defensive stats. Wayne Ellington got hot off the bench, had 12 points all coming from downtown, 4 of 6 from downtown, and added 1 rebound and nothing else. The rest of the New York bench, there's really not much to see Bobby Portis played almost 18 minutes, but was only one of eight from the field, had 4 points and three rebounds plus an assist. And that's about it. Anything else you see here from the New York side, David?
No, I think you pretty much covered it. The only thing I would add to, I think that Elfrid Payton here, huge defensive line from him tonight. I mean, seven steals, that is insane. That's absolute insanity. But I definitely think that he is a winner from the trade deadline here, a sneaky winner, simply from the fact that he didn't get shipped out. I know there was some conversation that possibly he could be moved as we approach the trade deadline. And then losing Marcus Morris from the starting lineup as another primary ball handler, primary playmaker, I think it's really going to benefit Payton. So maybe see the assists, kind of see a little bit more of a variance, I guess you could say, with the lack of true scoring around him on this team. But you definitely can expect to continue to see high assist numbers, and he'll continue to be a nightly double-double, if not triple-double threat, in my opinion. So a sneaky guy who definitely, I think, merits ownership in 12-team leagues. All right, as we head into our second game here, we had the New Orleans Pelicans beating the Chicago Bulls 125-119. Brandon Ingram in 21 minutes had 15 points on 5 of 10 shooting, adding 2 threes, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and a turnover. Zion Williamson in 25 minutes had 21 points on 9 of 11 shooting. I mean, the guy's an absolute monster. Went 3 of 5 from the free throw line, adding 4 rebounds, an assist, a block, 2 steals, and 5 turnovers. So limited minutes still equals juicy stat lines from Zion. He's a monster. Derek Favors in 19 minutes had 8 points on 4 of 5 shooting, also adding 15 rebounds, an assist, a block, no steals, and a turnover. So a nice bounce back line from Derek Favors, especially on the rebounding side. 12 of those rebounds were defensive, so you definitely like to see that. Jrue Holiday in 22 minutes had 9 points on 4 of 11 shooting, really struggling with his shot as of late, adding 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks, no steals, and only 1 turnover tonight from Jrue. And then Lonzo rounding out the starting lineup, 32 minutes, 9 points on 3 of 5 shooting, adding 3 3-pointers, 3 rebounds, 10 assists, 3 steals, a block, and 3 turnovers. So Zoe's been playing really strong as of late, and I really like his potential and outlook going forward on this Pelicans team. Off of the bench, Josh Hart in 26 minutes had 12 points on 4 of 7 shooting, adding 3 3-pointers, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, no blocks, and 2 turnovers. J.J. Redick in 22 minutes had 18 points on 7 of 14 shooting, adding 3 3-pointers, a rebound, 5 assists, no defensive stats, and 2 turnovers. Nicolo Melli in 22 minutes had 12 points on 5 of 8 shooting, adding 2 3-pointers, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, no blocks, and no turnovers. And Nitwan Moore in 19 minutes had 8 points on 3 of 8 shooting, adding 2 3-pointers, no rebounds, no assists, no defensive stats, and 1 turnover. Off of the bench, the other guy's really not too notable there. Josh Hart is another guy who I think gets some sneaky value. Definitely merits rostering in a 12-team league. And I think, truthfully, depending on your 10-team league setting, he could be a benefit to your team. Consistently getting you defensive stats and sneakily contributing across the board. So I definitely like Josh Hart. And as I said, in the starting lineup, Lonzo's really been rolling as of late. I guess you could say that you have a small buy low window opportunity on Jrue Holiday, as he's been struggling with his shot, but he's been bringing the defensive stats, so I definitely like to see that. Derek Favors is a guy who I think you can continue to roll with, even though his production is going to probably continue to be pretty volatile. Zion, as I said, per minute monster, and then B.I., I mean, at this point, we know what he does. He's been rolling all season long, and I look for that to continue even with Zion in and out of the lineup. Any thoughts from you, Chris, about the New Orleans Pelicans?
I think you pretty much covered it. Just like you said, definitely keep an eye on Josh Hart, or if you have an on the bench spot, definitely take a flyer on him. He looks to be a staple in their rotation, has a very good rebounding guard, and will contribute right across the board for you. So definitely keep an eye out. And go scour your wire for Derek Favors, because I've seen him dropped in a couple of my leagues with that game he had. Their last game, I think he had 0 points and 5 rebounds, and a lot of people were saying, "Oh, Zion's going to play, ramping up, and he's going to play more minutes." And like Derek Favors is done. So if he's out there on the wire, and if you need big man stats, definitely go have a look. And if he's available, go grab him. Now, moving on to the Chicago side, as we all know by now, it's the Zach LaVine show, and it's no different tonight. He leads all scoring with 22 points on 8 of 19 shooting, with 1 3-pointers, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, and a block. So contribution right across the board, though the shooting is a little inefficient, but we'll take that. And Chandler Hutchinson continues his hot streak. Played 31 minutes. I believe this is the first time he's topped 30 minutes for Chicago, but he's starting for them now. So he's going to go on a run. He has 16 points on 6 of 14 shooting, had 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals. Thaddeus Young had 11 points on 5 of 10 shooting, had 1 3-pointer, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 steals. This is what we have Thaddeus Young for, is for those gaudy steal numbers. Luke Kornet started as center but played only 17 minutes, hit 1 3-pointer for 3 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists. Tomas Satoransky had 9 points on 4 of 10 shooting, 1 3-pointer, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal. Coming off the bench, we have Coby White, who played 31 minutes, had 14 points on 5 of 15 shooting, 2 3-pointers, 6 rebounds, and 9 assists. Cristiano Felicio played 28 minutes, but only had 5 points and 6 rebounds, plus 1 assist and a steal to show for it. Brian Archidakino had 13 points on 5 of 6 shooting, had 3 3-pointers, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. And Shaq Harrison, in his 18 minutes of play, had 11 points on 5 of 8 shooting, 1 3-pointer, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. And finally, this guy, Adam Mokoka. I have no idea where he comes from, but he was hot tonight. Had 15 points, did not miss a shot from the field. So 6 of 6 from the field, 3 of them from downtown. But nothing else outside of the scoring. But given the fact he only played 5 minutes, we'll give him that. So I think this box score is a bit skewed, as the game is a blowout. It may not seem like that looking at the final score, but Chicago outscored New Orleans 38-22 in the fourth quarter. New Orleans left their feet off the pedal, and Chicago's bench was just out there playing their butts off. So, yeah, this is probably why you see all these double-digit scoring coming off the bench for Chicago. That's probably few and far in between. Anything else do you see here, David?
No, I think you covered it. All right. Yeah, heading into our third game for the evening. We saw the Philadelphia 76ers fall to the Milwaukee Bucks 101-112. Tobias Harris, in 37 minutes, had 25 points on 10-23 shooting, contributing 5 3-pointers, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, and a turnover. Al Horford, in 33 minutes, had 15 points on 5 of 17 shooting, did contribute 5 3-pointers, also adding 6 rebounds, an assist, a steal, and a turnover. Joel Embiid, in 32 minutes, had 19 points on 6 of 26 shooting, also struggled with his shot this evening, adding 3 3-pointers and going 4-7 from the free throw line, also contributing 11 rebounds, 6 assists, a block, and 2 turnovers. Shake Milton, in 23 minutes, had 8 points on 3 of 6 shooting, adding a 3-pointer, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, and 2 turnovers. And then Ben Simmons had 41 minutes tonight for 11 points on 5 of 6 shooting, going 1 of 4 from the free throw line, unfortunately, but adding 14 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals, a block, and 4 turnovers. Off the bench, Furkan Korkmaz in 28 minutes had 12 points on 4 of 12 shooting, adding 2 3-pointers, 3 rebounds, and an assist. Matisse Thybul had 5 points in 24 minutes, going 2 of 3 from the field, also adding a rebound, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. As far as Thybul and Korkmaz go, Korkmaz is more of your 3-point specialist, while Matisse Thybul is more of a defensive specialist, a steal specialist specifically. Ben Simmons has continued to play strong. Unfortunately, the free throws are all going to continue to be an issue for his fantasy game. You definitely like to see the minutes tonight from Al Horford and the production from him. Tobias Harris has been looking strong all season. And Joel Embiid struggled with the shot tonight, but definitely like the rebounds. Lack of defensive stats tonight, but still adding a block. So most of the fantasy value here on the 76ers is going to be contained in the starting lineup, even with the recent changes they've made to their team. The acquisition of Glenn Robinson III and the acquisition of Alec Burks. Those assets are going to play out as more beneficial to the 76ers in a real-life sense, in a fantasy sense. I don't see those guys really having a spike in value or truthfully affecting too much of the value coming off the bench here for the 76ers, because there isn't a whole lot of value here to begin with, and that's exactly what Elton Brand went out and got two scorers to kind of help re-solidify that bench. So maybe look to one of those guys. Maybe look to a Glenn Robinson III, see how he integrates himself on the team. Could be a guy in a deeper setting for points specifically. But outside of that, I think that that's pretty much going to round out the 76ers roster. Chris, any thoughts from you about the 76ers?
No, I think you pretty much covered it. I'm just happy to see Tobias Harris snapping out of that two-game funk he had in the past couple. And on the news front, I heard Josh Richardson might even make a comeback before the All-Star break. So we'll see how this bench shakes out between Shake Milton, Korkmaz, and Thybul. And of course, the new pieces that's coming in with Glenn Robinson III and Alex Burks. So definitely a situation to monitor there. Now, moving on to the Milwaukee Bucks, we have Giannis with another monster game, 36 points on 13 of 25 shooting. With 1 3-pointer, he also pulled down 20 rebounds, had 6 assists, and a steal. Chris Middleton had 20 points on 8 of 17 shooting, 3 3-pointers, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, no defensive stats. Eric Bledsoe poured in 14 points on 6 of 14 shooting, had 1 3-pointer, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Brook Lopez didn't need to do too much scoring. Only had 4 points tonight. Didn't hit a 3, but had 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and did his work on the defensive end with 3 blocks. Wesley Matthews played 31 minutes, had 8 points on 3 of 5 shooting with 2 3-pointers, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and a block. Coming off the bench, we had Dante DiVincenzo with 8 points on 3 of 6 shooting, had 2 3-pointers, 7 rebounds, and a block. Robin Lopez played close to 20 minutes, had 9 points, also hit 2 3-pointers. I didn't know Robin Lopez hits threes. And he pulled down 3 rebounds, had an assist, and 2 blocks. The rest of the Milwaukee bench, not much to note there. Pat Connaughton poured in 6 points and Kyle Korver with 5. I think Milwaukee, we pretty much know who they are and who's going to contribute from a day-to-day basis. So I think it's pretty straightforward. As far as for fantasy value goes, on the wire, Dante DiVincenzo might still be around on some wires. So if you need just kind of steady back end production, definitely give him a look. Anything you see here, Dave?
No, Chris, I think you covered it. All right, before we head into our final two games for the evening, definitely want to give a quick shout out to my bookie, the number one sports betting and wagering site. Definitely need to check that out. If you're not familiar, let me inform you. Head over to mybookie.ag to make your predictions a reality. MyBookie is one of the most trusted in the industry. If you're looking for a sports book to make some bets, MyBookie is exactly the place you want to go. Not only is it exactly the place you want to go, it's the only place you want to go. They've got everything. Football, basketball, soccer, every sport, they've got you covered. They've got the fastest payouts, the best promotion, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. You can even pool your bets together for a bigger payout. So let's say you have a couple of big favorites this week. Parlay wagers let you bet multiple games together, and if they all come through, you win big. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the player than any other sportsbook around, and you can bet on it. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000, a grand. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. Who doesn't like free stuff, especially free money? I love free money. All you have to do is use our promo code today to activate the offer. Once again, that promo code today to get your extra cash from MyBookie. MyBookie, bet, win, get paid. Oh, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention, if you're new to the sports wagering and betting world, and you're looking for amazing need-to-know information on all the games on the card before you place your next wager at MyBookie, we've got you covered. Because we've always got you covered. We got your back. Follow our very own betting info Twitter at HoopBallGaming. Once again, that Twitter is at HoopBallGaming. All the need-to-know info that you need to know in order for you to win big. Speaking of winning big, the proof is in the pudding, and we have proof right here. Chris, I heard you recently rattled off a vicious hot streak thanks to our experts over here at Hootball Gaming. Can you tell me a little bit about all the money you won?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, it's time for me to brag about my 6-0 night last night. And, well, That's all thanks to our experts at Hoopball Gaming. So for yesterday's slate, Ira and Devin, they both had the Atlanta Hawks covering a +4.5 spread, and also the Boston covering a -5.5 spread against the Magic. Now I'll give you also to plug here is they also, other than our Twitter account, Hoopball Gaming, we also have a podcast that's hosted by these wonderful gentlemen that's giving out advice for you to win money. So that is Today in Sports Betting. That is the podcast you want to listen to if you want to learn all the, you want to hear all the info they have corralled to bring you the what their betting favorites are. So you can listen to them on a daily basis, and that's where I get my info from, because I am new to this betting game, but I've been winning thanks to them. Now, back to what my bets were last night. So they gave out Atlanta, and this whole basis of Atlanta, although Atlanta was the underdog against Minnesota, but it was all based on how bad Minnesota has been. And so both Ira and Devin said Atlanta should cover the 4.5, And Ira even said they just might win outright. And he was right. Atlanta beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 127-120. And I put my bets on both the spread and the money line. So that's 2-0 right there. And a healthy Boston was the favorite to cover against Orlando. And sure enough, they blew out the Orlando Magic. So that minus 5.5 was an easy cover. So that's 3-0. And Ira also gave out Memphis, who is going up against a Doncic-less Maverick as an underdog. So sure enough, Grizzlies covered their plus 5.5. And I also put money on them winning the game outright. So that's another 2 wins there for me. So that's 5-0. And outside of basketball, these guys are just lunatics on the betting front. They give out hockey picks. They give out college basketball picks. And so that's why the podcast is called Today in Sports Betting, because it's not just the NBA that they're looking at. They even gave out a wrestling pick for the Royal Rumble weeks back. So my final win was Ira's little two-game hockey parlay, and that wraps up my 6-0 night, and wow, did that feel good. So if you want to get into this betting game, but you're a little afraid of it, you don't know who to bet on, definitely give these guys a follow, and definitely go listen to that podcast, Today in Sports Betting. All right, that's my rant. Man, I can't be more excited about that big win last night.
Well, that is a well-deserved rant. I mean, who doesn't get excited about, you know, coming through on a couple big wagers? And when you come through on 6 of them, I mean, that's more than a good night. That's a great week, in my opinion. So definitely, like I said, the proof is in the pudding. If you don't believe us before, believe us now. Chris was a winner, and you can be too. So definitely take a look. Give us a follow. Hoopball Gaming, Today in Sports Betting. We've got you covered here at the Hoopball Network from all angles. All right. Heading into the last two games for the evening. We saw the San Antonio Spurs lose to the Portland Trail Blazers, 117-125. DeMar DeRozan in 37 minutes had 21 points on 6 of 16 shooting. Also contributing 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, and a turnover. LaMarcus Aldridge in 36 minutes had 20 points on 9 of 23 shooting, adding 2 three-pointers, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, a block, and only 1 turnover. Trey Lyles in 33 minutes at the center position had 23 points on 9 of 11 shooting, adding 4 three-pointers, 10 rebounds, 2 steals, no blocks, and no turnovers. Deontay Murray in 24 minutes had 4 points on 1 of 7 shooting. Really struggled tonight. Also adding 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. Bryn Forbes in 22 minutes had 11 points on 3 of 6 shooting, adding 2 three-pointers, an assist, and 2 turnovers. Derek White off of the bench in 23 minutes had 15 points on 4 of 8 shooting, going 7-7 from the free throw line, adding a rebound, 3 assists, and a block. Patty Mills in 21 minutes had 14 points on 5 of 10 shooting, also contributing 2 three-pointers, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Rudy Gay in 14 minutes had 4 points on 2 of 4 shooting, adding a rebound, an assist, and a steal. Lonnie Walker had 12 minutes off of the bench for 2 points and not much else. And then Jacob Poeltl in 11 minutes had 3 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and no blocks, steals, or turnovers. As far as the San Antonio Spurs go, I guess really the only news would be there was some conversation or at least discussion about the possibility of moving DeMar DeRozan prior to the deadline. Clearly that did not happen. He does have a player option heading into the summer, so it remains to be seen if he will stay with the San Antonio Spurs or become an unrestricted free agent. But that's a little bit further down the road, so I think we can continue to rely on DeRozan going forward. Since we made it past that trade deadline there, good to see LaMarcus Aldridge looking healthy back in the lineup, getting big minutes and doing well with him, even though he struggled with his shot mildly tonight, only going 9 of 23. And then the minute share continues between Deontay Murray and Derek White, 24 and 23 minutes, respectively. Derek White was the guy who was a little bit more productive tonight from a points perspective, and then from an extras perspective with Murray adding the 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. He helped a little bit in the peripheral category. So that's a quick rundown of the Spurs. Any thoughts from you, Chris, on the Spurs?
No, I think you pretty much covered it. Yeah, that's everything I can see from the Spurs side. LaMarcus, although the bad shooting, but he did bounce back from like a 7-point game in the last game, going up against that Lakers front court. So, yeah, look for him to continue to contribute. Now, jumping on to the Portland side, we have Damian Lillard leading all scoring with 26 points on 9 of 20 shooting, at 3 three-pointers, 2 rebounds, 10 assists, no defensive stats. And we also had CJ McCollum pouring in 19 points from the other guard spot, was 8 of 19 from the field, had 2 three-pointers, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, and also added a block. Carmelo Anthony had 20 points on 8 of 15 shooting, had 4 three-pointers, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, no defensive stats. Trevor Ariza only had 7 points tonight on 2 of 8 shooting, hit 1 from downtown, had 6 rebounds, 1 assist, and no defensive stats, which is a bit disappointing. Now, the man in the middle, Hassan Whiteside, has 17 points on 8 of 10 shooting, also yanked down 23 rebounds, had 1 assist, a steal, and 4 blocks to go with all of that. So contribution right across the board for the big man. Very good night for him. Off the bench, Gary Trent Jr. had 24 points on 6 of 7 shooting, all of them from downtown. The reason Portland won this game was Gary Trent Jr. The guy caught fire in the fourth quarter and just could not miss from downtown. And that's why that's how they got on a run and just never looked back. So that's a well-deserved 24 minutes. Anthony Simon also played 15 minutes off the bench, had 10 points on 4 of 7 shooting, 2 of 4 from downtown, had 1 rebound, 1 assist. The rest of the bench, not much to see there. We have Hazonia with 2 points, 3 rebounds, and a steal. And Caleb Swanigan added 6 points and 4 rebounds. So on the Portland front, Damian has cooled off somewhat from that ridiculous hot streak he was on, but he's still good for 20 points and close to double-digit assists every night. So if you were lucky, and if you were listening, and if you were able to pull off some kind of a sell-high trade, like a Lillard for James Harden sort of deal, boy, you're lucky to have pulled that off, because his value couldn't possibly be higher than what it was a week back when he was right in the middle of that hot streak. So now he's cooled off, but he's still going to be a first-round contributor. So keep riding him. Carmelo Anthony was hot from downtown tonight, and he will continue to contribute in the points and rebound categories. And other than that, I think this is pretty much the Portland that we have gotten used to. Anything you want to add on the Portland side, Dave?
No, I think you covered it. Definitely just kind of waiting to see what happens when Nurkic comes back. I know that he's targeting sometime after the All-Star break, so we'll see how that affects us on Whiteside's rest of season outlook. But yeah, other than that, Chris, I think you hit it right on the head and nailed it, man.
All right.
Heading into our final game of the night, we saw the Houston Rockets and their new pieces, new additions, beat the Los Angeles Lakers 121-111. Daniel House in the starting lineup, a small forward, got 27 minutes for 13 points on 4 of 8 shooting, adding 2 three-pointers, a rebound, 3 assists, a steal, a block, and a turnover. Eric Gordon in 29 minutes, 15 points on 5 of 10 shooting, contributing 5 three-pointers, 2 rebounds, and assists, no steals, and no turnovers. P.J. Tucker in 31 minutes at the center spot got 11 points on 4 of 6 shooting, also adding 3 three-pointers, 6 rebounds, a turnover, and a block. Russell Westbrook in 37 minutes had 41 points on 7 of 28 shooting, adding a three-pointer, going 6 of 8 from the free throw line, also adding 8 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, and a whopping 8 turnovers. Harden in 35 minutes tonight had 14 points on 3 of 10 shooting, really struggled with the shot, only adding 1 three-pointer, going 7 of 7 from the free throw line, also adding 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, and 3 turnovers. Off of the bench, Austin Rivers in 20 minutes had 8 points on 3 of 7 shooting, adding 2 three-pointers, a rebound, and a steal. Ben McLemore had 16 minutes for 5 points on 2 of 6 shooting, adding a 3-pointer, a rebound, no defensive stats, and no turnovers. And the line of the night, Robert Covington, 29 minutes, 14 points on 5 of 9 shooting, adding 4 three-pointers, also contributing 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, and 3 turnovers. Had the highest plus-minus of anyone on the team. Absolutely very, very impactful in his first game out. Definitely had some big plays late in the game. Had a block on Anthony Davis, actually. So really helped the Rockets secure this win here. And we immediately see the trade moves of Daryl Morey paying dividends here with a win over what many of us assume to be a title favorite. And, of course, this is just one game. Another thing of note is the fact that Darren Collison was seen at the game tonight with Jeannie Buss, and there have been some rumors about him possibly being an addition to the Lakers roster. So we'll see how that materializes as these weeks kind of close out the month of February here. But as far as the Rockets are concerned, looking really strong. Robert Covington looking really, really strong, looking like he's going to be a seamless fit into the small ball lineup that they like rolling with. So I'm assuming he will be winning the spot out over Eric Gordon in the starting lineup, but looks like House will probably be the other guy to start here. So definitely a guy who merits ownership. There was some consideration about just him being an outright cut with the addition of Covington, but I think he's definitely a guy who you're going to want to hold on to. So we'll definitely wait and see. Any thoughts from you, Chris, about the Houston side of the ball?
You pretty much covered it. What you just said was music to my ears, because I'm sweating bullets on Daniel House with the acquisition of Covington and with this line he put out tonight, proving to us that how good a fit he is on this Houston team. I just hope Daniel House can hold on to that value. Like, at the beginning of the season, he was producing at the top 40 clip, and obviously he's not going to do that now, but as long as he can hold on to some value, definitely a wait and see there. So sooner or later Covington's going to move into that starting lineup, but hopefully it will be Gordon moving to the bench instead of House. So yeah, definitely keeping my fingers crossed for that. Now moving on to the LA Lakers side, Anthony Davis had a huge night with 32 points on 66% shooting. Also pulled down 13 rebounds, had 3 assists, 3 steals, and 3 blocks. Now, this is exactly the kind of line you will see when you're going up against PJ Tucker as the opposing center. Anthony Davis was just beasting all over PJ Tucker. However, they did not win the game. So I digress. Now, LeBron James had 18 points on 8 of 19 shooting. Was a horrible 1 of 8 from downtown, but he did his damage with 9 boards and 15 assists. He also had 2 steals. Danny Green was a very efficient 5 of 7 from the field with 15 points, 3 of 4 from downtown, had 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. Avery Bradley also poured in 15 points on 5 of 10 shooting, 3 triples, had 1 rebound, 4 assists. The starting center, JaVale McGee, played only 16 minutes, had 4 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block. Now, off the bench, we have Alex Caruso, who played almost 27 minutes, had 12 points on 4 of 7 shooting, added 2 3-pointers, 4 assists, and a steal. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope had 4 points in his 24 minutes of play, was only 2 of 6 from the field, missed all 4 of his 3-point attempts, had 1 rebound and 1 assist. Kyle Kuzma played almost 20 minutes, but only had 4 points and 6 rebounds, plus a steal and assist to show for it. And the rest of the Laker bench, Rondo had 2 points in 14 minutes, added a single assist, and Dwight Howard played less than 5 minutes, but had 5 points and 1 rebound. And that's all on the Lakers front. Like I was talking about, Anthony Davis going up against this small ball lineup, he was just beasting. And too bad they didn't have enough to pull out a win. I guess this is exactly what Houston is shooting for, is just threes flying everywhere. Yeah, I think that's about it from the Lakers side. Anything you want to add there, David?
No, I think you covered it. And yeah, like I said, there have been a lot of rumors about the possible acquisition of Darren Collison as far as the Lakers are concerned. He was definitely seen sitting courtside tonight with Jeannie Buss, watching the game. Collison's comments after the game were pretty ambiguous as far as that's concerned. So it remains to be seen if he will actually end up playing this season. So definitely something to keep your eye on. If he does end up on the Lakers roster, he's immediately a guy who is going to merit ownership, of course, because the Lakers desperately need another ball handler and playmaker. So he would definitely be bolted in there for some immediate value. But yeah, outside of that, like, yeah, you said, locked it up. And Anthony Davis absolutely feasted tonight. And to your point, I think bigs will continue to feast against these small ball Rockets going forward. As versatile as their defensive lineups will be, and as much switching as they can present, I just don't think that they're ever really going to have an answer for a solid big down low. So definitely something to keep your eye on, and definitely what in your daily fantasy leagues, definitely going to want to roll with priority or premier big men against the Houston Rockets defense.
Absolutely. Yeah, and all with right, the Lakers not making any moves at the trade deadline, they should be active with the buyout market, so definitely keep an eye out on that. See who they might bring in.
Yeah, absolutely. To your point, I know that they were. I believe that J.R. Smith has finally been, invited for his workout. So soon, J.R. and LeBron will be reunited once again. Oh, sweet magic, sweet J.R. Gotta love him. Or you can hate him. Either way, he doesn't care. All right. Well, Chris, you got any projects or anything coming up for Hoop Ball this week? I know you're on the live show today. Anything else coming up from you this week?
Nothing, but something is on the back burner, so we're working to it. We might do a bit of a facelift on the site front. So for those of you that don't know, I'm the technical guy on the website front. So yeah, that's mostly what I'm working on. This podcast is my sole contribution on the fantasy end.
Hey, that's all right. It's a good one. It's a good contribution. So I guess TBD, keep your eyes open for some site updates, some tweaks here for Chris and all the awesome guys here at Hoop Ball. And as far as myself is concerned, tune in next week on Tuesday and Thursday to see me attacking another box score breakdown here. Be with Chris, my main man Chris, on Thursday nights holding it down. And then I'm with the famous Hank Aaron on Tuesday evening. So tune in on any day of the week and give us a listen. We are always here ready for you to dive into all of your fantasy analysis. For all of us here at HoopBall, for myself, definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in. Definitely, once again, for anybody who's trying to get a quick little recap, get caught up on all of the deals going on with the trade deadline, take a peek over at Fantasy NBA Today for our recap show. And also for those of us who have a little bit more time or maybe an extended commute, go ahead and check us out on YouTube and give us a listen. Of course, if you're driving, don't watch the videos on YouTube, but you can play them because all the information's there and it's a lot of fun. So definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in. Chris, thank you as always for helping me. Oh, yeah, Chris, go ahead, man.
So for those of you that really tight on time, I think Brewski had a trade deadline tracker article on the site that covers everything. So if you prefer to take in your information via a reading medium, you can go to that as well.
That's right. That's a great point. It's a great point for all of our more astute followers out there who really want to get that in-depth analysis, want to break out a highlighter, print off some paper, and really deep dive into the stats and the numbers here. Definitely take a peek. We got all the info for you covered in every which way and direction. So once again, on behalf of myself and everybody here at HoopBall, thank you guys so much for tuning in once again to another Box Score Breakdown on Thursday evening. I am David Bracey. Catch me on Twitter at DFB_3. Chris, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter as well at CmanUBC. I'll spell it out for you. So that's CmanUBC. So definitely give me a follow. I'll be happy to answer any of your questions.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, all my fellow HoopBallers. We'll see you next time.
Good night.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.